So yeah, I basically like do these interviews just because like the goal of like my platform is just to like teach other teenagers and like children, not children, like young children, but just like a youth, I guess I would call it, just like about economic issues and like financial literacy skills, and also just teaching them about different careers. I'm going to be hosting like a financial literacy workshop this fall, so that's kind of like what I'm doing. So I really appreciate like anyone taking their time to be able to like speak to me and things like that.
Of course.
So, I first wanted to, I'm sorry, what did you say?
No, just saying, appreciate the platform. It's great what you're doing, and I think it's important to, you know, spread the word and give people information that can help mm-hmm. them, so.
Yeah.
You know, kudos to you.
Thank you. So first off, I just wanted to ask about, like, your academic background. So, I saw, like, through your LinkedIn that, you majored in political science and government, so I was wondering, like, how your education kind of led to your career path, because I feel like that's, like, unique in the sense that I feel like a lot of people who work in finance or, like, business-related jobs, like, don't always major in that field, so, like, I was just wondering if you could tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I, in college, I majored in political science, which is somewhat of a non-traditional major background. It prepared me for, you know, there's so many different career opportunities in finance. You can be in a research role where you're, you know, basically putting together, information to the traders or to, clients. And, you know, there's a lot of reading and writing that goes with that. And, you know, a political science major, there's tons of reading and writing. It may not be as, you know, sort of quantitative, in terms of like, you know, working with numbers and stuff, but there's like definitely an opportunity in finance that, you know, allows you to sort of utilize the skills that you've learned in like a political science or any of like the, you know, arts, liberal arts that, can be applied to a career in finance. So there's like a role for everybody, and that's kind of what I was able to find, was a sort of a parallel between things I did in school with, like, you know, doing research papers and, you know, studying, you know, different political, and there's some economic stuff that's within politics that, you know, sort of helps on the desk and helps in finance. So definitely think there's a room for, you know, anyone and everyone on in finance, and, you know, there's so many different paths you can take.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely. I think it also, like, you have, like, an edge because, like you said, like, with liberal arts and, like, having, like, a different background, like, you have, like, a different perspective, and, like, you might have, like, different skills and or better skills than someone who, like, didn't necessarily, like, have that same, like, academic background, because I know a lot of finance majors or, like, business-related majors or, like, even, like, I guess you could say more math, like, there's not as much, like, humanities or, like, not in this case. Yeah, exactly. So, like, you in a way, like, you were at an advantage. Like, I just think that's, like, an edge. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, thank you.
So, the second question I had was, if you could talk to me about the steps in your career and how your career path, like, led to your current position, because I know a lot of people, you know, like, you get out of college and you get, like, that first internship, and there's a bunch of things that kind of lead you to where you are. And I remember Chelsea, when we were little, would always also tell us how her big brother, like, worked for the Jets. And, like,
yeah.
So I was just wondering if, like, you could tell me a little bit about, like, your career and how, like, you got there.
Yeah, so, I kind of went all over the place in terms of careers. In school, I was, like, a basketball manager.
That's so cool.
yeah. So I used to be able to, like, travel with the team and work with the coaching staff, and that was kind of like a logistics and, you know, working with, you know, in a team environment and trying to figure out, you know, just solve different issues that arise in that space. And then I kind of moved over to the New York Jets, which was an event and game operations, which was another, like, sort of logistical role. It was a big team environment, a lot of project-based stuff, like putting together different activations and things like that. And then I moved over to the private jet business, which was, even more of a challenge. And, you know,
that's very unique.
Yeah, very unique. Gave me a lot of sales experience. It was a sales role, you know, and I was basically sort of selling private jet charters to, you know, A-list celebrities and wow. athletes. And it was a great business. It was 24/7. So it teach me to just always be on my toes and, you know, to sort of be flexible and be willing to sort of help out and at a moment's notice. And so you sort of, use those experiences and those roles and kind of was able to find an opportunity at Credit Suisse, which was it actually joined as a part of a new program that they came up with, which was allowing people from outside industries into a finance role. And so that kind of was like my path to Credit Suisse. And, you know, also with within that role at Credit Suisse, I rotated through different desks and eventually landed in credit. And currently I'm on the IG sales desk at Credit Suisse. So
that's awesome. Wow, that's so cool how like you went from like one thing to like another. And I feel like getting to sell like jets and also doing like sports management work or whatever it was, advertising that you did, like that's really unique. And I feel like that's really cool. And like probably someone else, like, I mean, I just think like a lot of the things that like you've done give you like an edge. Like, I just feel like no one else like is like, yeah, like I could sell jets, you know, like can manage like a team of like young men or women or whoever you manage, like on like a sports team. Like, that's very impressive. So kudos to you as well, because that's very impressive. So I also wanted to ask, so I saw on your LinkedIn, I looked at your LinkedIn a lot, that you work as an associate at a bank. So like, could you like define what an associate does, or like what it is it like working in like a finance industry type of job? Like, I know you touched on it a little bit, but just like a little bit more, because I feel like a lot of teenagers and people who don't really know like the industry that well, like, they see like these like vocabulary words of like, oh, associate or like managing director, or just like different random titles in a bank, and people don't necessarily like know what that is.
Yeah, great question. So yeah, in my role, I came into the program as an associate. So an associate is typically someone who is relatively, you know, sort of new to the finance industry. Basically, when you come in out of college, most college undergraduates come in as an analyst, and then they sort of get promoted to an associate role, and then they get promoted to a VP role, and then eventually director, and then managing director. Obviously other banks and other you know, other institutions basically have different ways of defining and sort of you know, defining and allowing people to be elevated and to be promoted. But so I came in as an associate, which is somewhat of a junior role. I work with, you know, basically all levels of analyst, associate, VP, directors, and managing directors. My team is a group of about seven. IG sales is a group of, there's a group of seven of us, about three or four managing directors. I'm the only associate on that desk. It's associate VP and director right now, and managing director. And so I'm the youngest on the desk.
That's really awesome.
It was to the desk. Yeah. So it's good because, you know, you get to work with all different levels of colleagues who, you know, have either been in the industry for a while or, you know, sort of are learning and getting, you know, sort of, you know, just trying to sort of figure out, you know, their career. And so an associate kind of does like a little bit more of the, you know, they're kind of doing the junior level stuff, which is a lot of times not as fun as, you know, the managing directors are the ones that, you know, go out with the clients often and are have like an industry name and can kind of, you know, sort of put the bank, you know, represent the bank in a more salesy, environment. But an associate kind of does like a lot of you know, different tasks on the desk. It could be putting together notes or to, you know, sort of back up anybody that's on vacation. I kind of do a lot of different things for my team, but, it's a great role because you're learning a lot. You're actively learning. People are kind of like trying to help you get up the curb as quickly as possible. And, the industry I work in is, the desk I work on is the investment grade sales desk within credit. So we sell investment grade bonds, to institutional investors. It could be, you know, real money, which is, you know, typically like your pension funds and, your larger asset managers. And then there's, you know, hedge funds, which are considered called fast money. So they are basically, they have a portfolio and typically are trying to sort of take advantage of different, opportunities as quickly as possible. And so, it's kind of like a wide range of a client base, but, don't want to drag this on too much, but just wanted to say like, and it's just because I'm an associate in investment banking, sales and trading, there's an associate in the investment bank who, you know, does a lot more, could be doing mergers and acquisitions or could be doing, different sort of needs that the bank has, but associate's just like kind of like a general term just to sort of,
there's many different roles. Yeah,
exactly. So it's not just
like one. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, thank you. I think that was a great definition. I definitely did not know all of that, so thank you. So my next question is about advice. I guess this has multiple parts, but one, advice that you could give to a young student today, which who might be interested in studying business. And then also like the second part of it is like kind of goes hand in hand with being a student, is like about networking and internships. Like, do you have any advice for that? Because I know like getting your foot first through the door is not always like the easiest thing. And, you know, even if like you have connections, like in industry, like you have, like it's always up to like the individual. Like you have to like make a name for yourself and, you know, have to be like respect it and do a good job at what you do, you know? So I was just like wondering if you had any advice to a student or what you would say to them.
Yeah. I guess my advice would be to kind of like, you know, to try everything and anything, you know, if that's at, you know, if it's at school and it's all the clubs that are there or all the organizations that are there, just try to like, you know, take advantage of like all, you know, the experience and working with other people and try to pick up something out of every interaction you have. You know, when it comes to like sort of networking, you know, it's kind of like trying, you know, same thing. You try to like reach out to as many people you may not know, or you may know through a friend or through a coworker or, you know, a classmate or a family member, but, you know, just sort of, you know, sort of send feels out to everybody. I basically went on LinkedIn and kind of, you know, DM'd everybody, as many people as I could in the finance industry who was a connection or a connection of, you know, someone I knew. And, you know, basically just do similar to what you're doing. Just hop on a Zoom or hop on a call and just try to, you know, ask questions, try to figure out what they do, see if they can connect you to somebody else. And that's kind of how, you know, networking kind of works. It's kind of like just sort of just branching out of someone that you talk to and that they recommend you to somebody and stuff like that. And, you know, sometimes internships come from that. A lot of times you may never know like where an opportunity may be. It could be, you know, a paid internship, an unpaid internship. It could be just coming in and meeting with, you know, the team that person you spoke to is working on. And, you know, I think it's just more so just sort of, you know, let your interests and, you know, let your sort of goals sort of drive your path. Try to, you know, if you like finance, you know, try to stay on top of things. If you can, you know, read a clip off the Wall Street Journal on Bloomberg or, you know, watch CNBC or Bloomberg TV. Just try to like sort of stay current with kind of what's going on, and it can kind of help you just in case, you know, you never know who you may run into or talk to, and you know, you may be able to ask a really good question that they think, oh wow, maybe I should give this person a chance. So you know, just try to stay on top of current events.
That's really good advice. I think that also like speaks to like finding like your passion and what you want to do. Like that's the best way, is just to like learn and like immerse yourself in like the information and just speak to as many people as possible. So thank you for that. I also wanted to ask, like, well, I didn't write this in the document, but I just thought of it like on just by talking to you, like, what made you like interested in like first, well, obviously first it was poli sci in that field of a major, and then business. Like, what was the first thing that made you think, oh, you know, like, I kind of want to try this? Like, what got you interested?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was several things. You know, I kind of enjoyed working with people. I think I enjoyed sort of like, you know, problem solving, you know, because in politics, there's tons of issues that need to be solved. There's tons of lives that are impacted. And, you know, it kind of gives you that, you know, that touch point of, you know, being connected to, you know, people in your area. It's, you know, there's a lot of like volunteer opportunities and sort of getting together with people. And so in business, there's something, you know, there's a similar aspect. It could be in sales, it could be like finding a solution for your client, or, you know, for in the private jet business, it could be finding that plane and, you know, for that family that you're trying to help out. And in IG sales, it could be, you know, helping the traders find a bond. And so there's just, I think it's just like, you know, my interest was kind of just trying to sort of have something that was like sort of problem solving, like solving problems and puzzles and trying to sort of figure out, you know, different solutions for people and making them, you know, relatively happy, you know, if it's by, you know, doing what they want, or, you know, helping them out, figure things out is kind of what my goal always was to like kind of service a client, service people, and to, you know, connect people, be it clients to other clients, or, you know, traders to clients, or, you know, just basically try to create one big sort of web of connection. I think connection really helps, you know, things kind of flow really well in the world. And I think that's kind of what I try to do, even if it's a small thing.
Wow. Honestly, that's really inspiring. Like, it's honestly like so nice to hear that someone who's like been in these different roles actually has like a big heart and definitely cares about the people he's working with. Because I know a lot of people who may have the same experience you have and want to do the same things as you don't have like as kind of a heart and actually like really want to make a difference in what they do. And I think that's what makes you like so successful, and that's what's gotten you to where you are, because of like your personality and how like you really care about servicing like the people around you. And I think that's really admirable.
Thank you, appreciate that.
Yeah, so my last question, I guess you could take a second to think about this, because people ask me this now as like a 17 turning 18 year old, and I always have to think for myself on my feet for this. But I was wondering like where you see yourself in 5 years, or if like you have any goals for your career.
Yeah, great question. I guess I would say, hopefully in 5 years, I'm in a position where I'm not only sort of helping others, be it someone on my team, but helping a client, you know, still helping clients figure out solutions and problems and problem solving. I hope to be at a, you know, higher level, higher than associate by that time.
You definitely will. You'll be able to do anything.
Yeah. Good vibes. And so, yeah, hopefully, you know, in a space where, you know, I can, I'm doing something that's of interest to me, which is, you know, currently what I'm doing now, but maybe it be in, you know, I don't know, could be anything, could be something where I'm, you know, in sports or something like that, or, you know, connecting sports and finance, or, you know, I'm kind of open to anything. I'm kind of just right now.
No, that's awesome.
Trying to learn credit as much as I can. And really try to, you know, carve out a career in that. And then, you know, who knows? We'll love to eventually, you know, own a sports team would be like my goal.
But I believe in you.
Yeah, thank you. So yeah, hopefully working towards that and just kind of growing, you know, helping others and growing is kind of where I hope to be. 5 years.
That's awesome. Honestly, like, I feel like more, I wish more people were like you. Like, I wish more people.
Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you.
I wish more people who, like, worked in, like, these industries and, like, I mean, were, like, in a position that you are, like, were had as big of a heart, because I think that's honestly what makes, like, the best, like, worker, the best, like, you're gonna get a lot farther than a person who doesn't have that same, like, drive and, like, need to, like, help others around you. So, like I said, like, I think that's really admirable, and I can just see that just, like, by the fact that, like, you're willing, like, to come here today and, like, take the time to speak to me, and it was very nice speaking to you. I really appreciate, like, all of your advice and everything that you said, and I really look up to people like you who really, like, have, like, meaning and a kind heart behind, like, what they do. Like I said, like, I think that's rare, and I just, like, you know, kudos to you, because it's really admirable.
Oh, thank you, Rebecca. That was really nice.
Yeah, of course.